AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart is ordering the Justice Department to make public a redacted version of the affidavit it used when federal agents searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida to look for classified documents. Documents already made public as part of the investigation showed the FBI retrieved from the property 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. President Biden will hold a kickoff rally in Rockville, Maryland, near Washington, to boost Democrats' fortunes 75 days out from the midterm elections. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will draw contrast between Democrats and Republicans.
He'll say what they are still fighting for is protecting a woman's right to choose, not a national ban on abortion, which we have seen from the other side, the safety of kids in school, not protecting the NRA, as we've seen from the Republicans, and the right to vote and have that vote counted.
It comes as Democrats have seen their political hopes rebound in recent months by actions by the president and Congress. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 322 points. The government has updated its latest report on the economy. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there is one informal sign of a recession.
The Commerce Department had estimated the economy shrank at a 0.9% annual rate from April through June. It has revised that to 0.6%, still a second straight quarter of contraction. Many economists, though, doubt the economy is in or on the verge of a recession, pointing to a strong jobs market.
More heavy rain is soaking parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. Water washed away part of a state highway in rural Newton County, Mississippi, between Jackson and Meridian. Flooding in Southern California in the desert washed out part of Interstate 10, which connects Phoenix to Los Angeles. This is AP News. The moving vans are at 10 Downing Street as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is getting ready to depart.
The debate over what mark he left on his party, his country, and the world will linger long after he departs in September, if indeed he really is gone for good. Johnson led Britain out of the European Union and won a landslide election victory before his government collapsed in a heap of ethics scandals. During his final appearance in Parliament as Prime Minister in July, he summed up his 3 years in office as "mission largely accomplished." Johnson cultivated a buffoonish public image, but he has had a serious impact on his country. He bears much of the credit or blame for Britain's departure from the EU. Zaria Shackley, London.
Baylor and Gonzaga will meet in a men's basketball game in South Dakota in December, and organizers say they will pay players on both teams who agreed to help promote the game. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.